Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We are with Britton Pruitt with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. He is the Director of Development. And Britton, you have a special event coming up on November 16th at the Embassy Suite Hotel. You've got a nice dinner and auction to raise money for the kids at ACCH. Welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Britton, I know that you are in charge of development, and there's a lot of challenges. But before we start talking about how the fundraising works and all those things, share with us, if you will, kind of the mission and what's going on at ACCH for those of us that may not know all about you.
Well, the mission at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home is for 49 years. For 49 years, we've been helping hundreds of children move from situations of hopelessness to a life full of hope for a brighter tomorrow. Next year is our 50th. There's our gold anniversary.
Nice.
So, but most of our children come from crisis situations. They're not orphans, but they do live in dangerous situations. There's abuse. There's neglect. There's abandonment. They have difficult family situations, and they're placed there in private placement. And they're usually in environments where they need to be placed somewhere else for a period of time, and hopefully they can go back to their families. That's the goal.
And, Britton, your organization is called Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, but
yes,
you serve kids of all faiths and families of all faiths, and you're really working hard, and they don't pay any money to be there. You also don't receive any federal funding, as I understand.
That's correct.
And so you've put together a couple of beautiful homes, and you have a beautiful, nice park light area. I went out this past summer to your barbecue, which was fantastic.
Yep.
And nice folks, at Rudy's provided some nice food.
They did.
You had a lot of people in attendance there, and it's tough to raise money. And we all know, those of us who are parents, you're a parent, I'm a parent, how expensive it is to raise a child. But more than that, there's a great deal of personal and emotional investment that your house parents and everybody invest in these kids. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, when the children arrive at the ACCH, they're scared, they're hungry, they're behind in school. Sometimes they lack in self-confidence, that they are just – sometimes lost emotionally, lost spiritually, mentally. It takes weeks, sometimes months, to win their trust, to bring them into a family type atmosphere, to help them understand that they are worthy of God's love, and they'll always have a place to live full of love and grace. And that's what we're trying to provide them.
So a house parent, they have a home right on your property.
Yes.
With six or seven bedrooms. And they are parents to these young people.
Yes, yeah, so it is a family environment. That this is not an orphanage. Mm. This is a long-term foster care for these children. They need a family structure. Sometimes these kids have never had that, and so they go to school like normal children do. They come home and they play like normal children do. They have chores. We have a big courtyard with a basketball court like you've seen.
Yes.
With a big grass area where they can run around and play in the grass and have fun and in a safe environment. And they are there to be kids. That's what their job is, to be kids. And we try to do everything we can to allow them to do that.
And you have a couple of events where people can come out. I know about the picnic that I just mentioned. So I know it's a long time before next summer, but really want to invite people to come out, and you give them a tour of your facility. And again, there's a lot of investment that goes in. You have a paid staff, but I'm sure nobody's getting rich being a house parent.
No.
But it is a ministry they're called to, and they're there loving on kids and taking care of them. But there's a lot of maintenance that goes on. Anyone that's had a very small home, sometimes our homes are like money pits, and we're just constantly having to update the plumbing and the electrical and painting and doing all of those maintenance items. So, excuse me, I'm losing my voice a little bit. I'm I was so impressed with how the care of the facility and how everything's taken together. You've got a maintenance guru over there that's taking care of everything and can fix everything. But you have, when I was there, you had just had a visit from a church out of the Northwest in the United States that came here to Albuquerque as part of their mission. They came with a youth group, I believe.
They did.
And they did work on your property for a couple weeks.
It was nice. Yeah, they did a lot of work. They landscaped one of the backyards of the cottages. They put in a lot of flower beds along the fence back there. They laid some drip system, and they planted some grass. I mean, they did a lot of work. One group came, and they re-roofed one of our back porches that we have on the tool shed back there. There was a pretty big porch cover, and it needed to be redone because it was leaking, and so they redecked it, everything. So
as we're talking this afternoon, want people to be cognizant of the fact that there's a lot of needs at the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. You need people to volunteer to do everything from contracting type things. So if you've got a contracting business and you can be available on call, you would really be providing a wonderful ministry. If you can provide auction items for the auction that's going to be November 16th, we need those items. And we're going to get more detailed about this in the rest of the afternoon talking with you. So Britton Pruitt, he is the Director of Development with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. He'll be with us for the duration of our show this afternoon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When we imagine life as a Christian in a Muslim nation, we think of big struggles, such as arrest or physical attack. But we often forget about the ongoing daily struggle of loneliness that many believers experience. Like Ahmed, who lives in the West Bank, a primarily Muslim region. He came to faith in Christ after meeting Christians traveling through the area. They visit, and Ahmed cherishes his time with them, but he longs for a church family to worship with on a consistent basis. Pray for Ahmed that he will find a community of believers in his area so he can enjoy regular, ongoing fellowship.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day, I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious. So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are joined in the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, by Britton Pruitt. He is the Director of Development for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. And as Britton was just sharing with us, they have a nonprofit organization that takes care of children of all faiths and backgrounds. And they are sometimes closely working with children, youth, and families and other state and city agencies to help take care of these kids. Britton, it's a noble ministry and a difficult challenge. And one of the most difficult things is funding everything.
Right.
These are young people that they go to school, as you've already mentioned, a day in the life. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But the day in the life is, I'm sure right now, they're waking up in the morning. They're having a little breakfast. They're getting ready for school. Somebody gets them to school, has to, the cottage parents have to do things like go to parent meetings and all the things mm-hmm. that every other child has. And it's a neat family atmosphere. I know when I was there this, past summer visiting, I asked a couple of the kids, hey, you want to shoot a few baskets? And they looked at me with stern faces and said, I'm finishing my chores. So, my kids would never have said that. If you ever said, hey, you want to play ball instead of do your chores, my kids would have abandoned the post.
They like structure.
Oh, man. Well, you've really done a great job of your whole staff of, you know, giving people a safe place, giving these young people a safe place. And you also got a lot of victories, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But right now I want to focus on, you have a dinner and an auction coming up on the 16th of November. The reason we're doing this today is because you're really in need of auction items. And auction items are special as part of your fundraising because, for example, if somebody could put together a basket, maybe three or four different types of coffee, some little cookies, those kind of things, wrap it all up in a nice bow, maybe it's worth $100 or something, you're going to be able to multiply that donation by auctioning. I keep saying oxygen, but you're going to auction those items off and make some money for the children's home.
Absolutely. I mean, anything like that in addition to tool baskets, bed and bath products, kitchen products, anything like that, that you can get creative and put a basket together would help us out immensely.
That is, and we
need those donated.
Well, and there's a lot of people I know, like, for example, with my children. I have five children, and I've actually tried for the older three who are now out of college and on their own. I am buying them tools, you know, little things that they need around the house, like they need a set of screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat thing to give it an auction. You know, maybe put together a tool basket. It's not going to cost you very much money, but you put together a nice little, you know, you go to Lowe's or Home Depot or over to Harbor Freight or wherever you want to go, buy a set of tools and auction those things off. So there's a lot of ideas, a lot of homemade stuff too, right?
You've had
people make quilts.
We do. Quilts are a big auction item, so they work really well. But I mean, we've probably got two or three of them, I think, this year. But I mean, if anybody wants to donate another one, that'd be great.
Well, they're really special because they're so artistic. We have so many artisans. I'm thinking out loud here, but if you could donate, maybe a painting.
Paintings
or
work real.
Any of that kind of thing is really a neat thing.
Yes. Those actually go for a really good price, and those really help out a lot. If you had a painting and you were an artist, or you are an artist, something that you can donate like that would be welcome.
Britton, talk to us about you're raising money and you're mm-hmm. taking care of a bunch of kids on the campus right now. They live in homes with house parents, and you also have a maintenance staff and you have the maintenance of the building. So people can imagine that have their own children and their own homes what it costs to support all of this. So you also have told us that this is your 50th, or next year's 50th anniversary.
That's right.
So you've been around a long time. You obviously have a strong board of directors, and you have a group that is financially accountable. And so people can rest assured that the money's going to be used for the mission of the project.
So we, on our website, the www.acch4kids4kids.org, there's a donate. It says donate. It's a donate button.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate now. So you can donate to the Children's Home itself, mm-hmm. or you can help donate to the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. And there's a little spot where you can, when you, once you click on that, there's a little spot where you can kind of categorize where you want to give. And anything like that is very, very helpful. And that's one of the nice ways that you can donate, and you don't have to come out and do it. You can do it right from the website.
Now, if people want to ask you or talk to you about auction items,
mm-hmm.
how can they contact you?
So you can contact me at the 366-7746. That's my cell phone. Or you can contact the office directly at 505-898-5520. Or you can email me at bpruitt, so it's bpruitt at acch, the number 4, kids.org.
And this is going on 24/7, Britton. You
yes.
guys are not resting. You've been around now almost 50 years, taking care of kids 24/7. It's interesting to me what you do at the house, parents. I want you to relay that story a little bit. I mean, they've got to get worn out caring for seven mm-hmm. kids. So you give them a little bit of a break every week or so, right?
So, yes. Yeah, so we have two groups of kids. We have 17 kids, and they're split between two cottages.
Mm-hmm.
And so the house parents are on for 3 weeks, and then they have a week off.
Oh.
And then during the week off, the transition house parents have those kids for a week, and they just take a little, you know, stuff that they need, and they actually move into another house for a week. And so we have three cottages that are there. And so the other house parents do that too. And then the transition parents are one on, one off. And so it works out well. And, you know, they get used to that type of environment. They get used to doing the things with both house parents. And so that they it's enjoyable. They like it.
Well, if anybody wants to call us this afternoon, our phone lines are open at 505-338-5790. In fact, I'm going to give away some free passes to Hinkle Family Fun Center if you want to call Britton Pruitt and ask any questions you want about ACCH, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We'll be back more with Britton right after these messages. Stay with us.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
We're going to break each item into small, actionable steps. I cannot overstate how important this is. What do we know? One of the biggest forms of slack manifests itself in either inaction or indecisiveness. We're overwhelmed, and so we don't do anything, or we can't make a decision, so we put things on pause. What do? We have a big project that overwhelms. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Where do I start? So we procrastinate, and we end up with inaction. Or we've got a complicated decision to make. There's a lot of moving parts. We're not sure what to do, so we procrastinate, and suddenly we have indecision. Look for all the different areas where you are not acting or not deciding. Well, why does this matter? Procrastination is the thief of time. It is slack. So instead of putting down on your to-do list the big project, we're going to simplify and simply put down the next step.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Skip Heitzig comments on the options, restoring or discarding a relic.
It could be discarded, it's that old, but somebody has the vision, patience, long-suffering to make that a restored vehicle.
And here's the fascinating spiritual reality.
That's what God does. God is into restoring human beings. You know, He could make perfect people and then populate heaven with perfect people, but He doesn't do that.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com, and Skip has a laser-like point.
He takes people who are dinged up, who've been beat up, bruised by time, damaged by sin, and He does a full resto job on them. Complete restoration.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device, and we are out after this.
Well, restoration is based on redemption, and redemption is tied to resurrection.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Britton Pruitt, the Director of Development for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, is in studio with me this afternoon. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Britton, let's keep talking about the auction. It's coming up on November 16th. It's going to be a very nice dinner at the Embassy Suite Hotel starting at 5 o'clock in the evening on November 16th. You'll have a silent auction. And what we're appealing to people today about is to try to put together some auction items. And there's all kinds of things that you need. Give us some ideas about that.
Well, the auction items, first and foremost, the silent auction, it's going to be for, I'd say, an hour and a half. And the silent auction could be anything from gift baskets to just really anything, gift cards, gift baskets. Sometimes people have donated like a year's supply of dog food. Just really anything that's merchandise, like Starbucks. They have a gift basket of Starbucks with all the merchandise and gift cards and really anything like that that we can package together and we can make a nice gift basket out of, and people can actually look at it and see if it's something they want to bid on, and it's done really well. So,
well, we've already mentioned maybe you want to put together some tools that can be put together in a basket. Coffee items, non-perishable food items like teas and cookies and, you know, things like that. I guess cookies are perishable, but.
But if they're going to donate stuff like that,
it
would be great. Like if they're going to donate some coffee, you can have like 1 or 2 pounds of coffee in there, but it'd be nice if they put, you know, $50 to $100 worth of gift cards with that coffee.
Oh, there you go.
For coffee items. So we can actually have something that would be, we can auction off.
Right, right. Well, you also have some people, like you mentioned, the Great Harvest Bakery is donating some bread items and things, but you kind of have to donate those pretty close to the day of the event.
They're going to give it to us the day before.
Okay.
Because they want it to be fresh, and also the Biscochita lady is going to donate some stuff too as well. And so, I'm going to leave out some people, and I apologize for that. But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be donating stuff like that we're going to have there at this home auction.
Right, and of course the old stalwart candy. There's a lot of people out there that do candy. We have some real artisans when it comes to candy in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. I know particularly, and there may be some others around the state that I'm not aware of, but. Anything and everything that you might think would help the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, they'd love to have those items for their auction. And Britton, how do people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me by my cell phone if they want to. It's 505-366-7746. Or they can call the office at 505-898-5520 and leave me a message. Or you can email me at bpruitt. B-P-R-U-I-T-T, B Pruitt, at A-C-C-H, 4Kids, the number 4, 4Kids.org.
Britton, I'm going to go off script just a little bit and back up and talk about, I know when I've met with you in the past, personally and in an interview here in the studio, you talked about some children that they're older now, they've gone through your program, and they've had some successes. Can you relay one of those stories to us?
Well, I don't want to mention her by name, but I was, I met one of the, I was eating lunch one day and I went to Wendy's and was eating lunch. And so she said, "You work at the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home?" I said, "I do."
Because you had your shirt on.
I had my shirt on. And I said, "I'm the development director." And she said, "I used to be a
resident.
I used to be a child there."
Yeah.
For a few years. And so she had nothing but positive things to say about it. And I was really excited and went back and told the staff, and they remembered her. And so it was a really good positive experience for me. And I enjoyed talking with her.
Yeah, the victories when you're in a ministry have they're very important, because you see the Lord's work and what He's done. And as you've already mentioned, some of the backgrounds that young people have before they come to you are pretty tragic. You know, they may have lost parents, or their parents are drug addicted, or having some other circumstance. Maybe there's a dangerous situation at home. So for various reasons, private placement processes through some government agencies and some other private agencies, maybe some churches, you've gotten kids that are placed with you in your care, and you take care of them until those situations are either resolved or maybe they are adopted. What are those kind of scenarios?
Well, most of our kids come to us from crisis situations, and it's very important to understand, because a lot of people kind of misunderstand what we're about, because these kids are not orphans. They just come to us from difficult situations, dangerous situations. There's abuse, neglect, abandonment, difficult family situations. But the thing is they're not troubled kids. Mm. They are there due to no fault of their own. And we were just trying to help removing them from an unsafe environment, to show them God's love so their parents can get the training and education they need so they can get their children back. And that's what we want. Mm. And so we want to reunite them with their families. But while they're with us, we are going to show them God's love and show them a safe environment and show them, in some situations, the love and the what a family is supposed to be like. Sometimes they've never had that.
Mm. Yeah. So, well, and that sounds like a structure that is tried and true, because you're almost 50 years old and obviously have had a lot of fruit. And again, want to reiterate to everybody that, you know, especially when you talk to ministries, a lot of times people are apologetic because they don't know how to raise money or whatever. And we don't want to do a big emotional plea. We just want to simply tell people that the facts are that you're taking care of 17 kids right now, and you've got a physical, you've got a facility, you've got a few salaries and other things that you're taking care of for people that work. And the ministry is really doing some great things. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been a supporter. There's been a number of people that have been on the show with Peter Benson, who used to host ABQ Connect here on KNKT. And after one of those broadcasts just like this one, I started becoming a donor to ACCH. And I've always appreciated everything that you do. And I've met a number of the young people that are on your campuses, and they're very well spoken, and I love it, because
they're great kids.
Yeah, and what's fun is you get to see kids that are not from a culture that you're not, you know, like, for example, I don't know much about the Native American community, and yet you have some Native American kids that are very well spoken, obviously come from a culture that's unfamiliar to me, and you're blending people together and loving on them, and that's a special thing.
So, yeah, we don't care what background they come from. We're going to show them God's love while they're there.
Yeah, and do all the things that every normal family has to do. They have to go to school, they have to clean the room, they have to do all that good stuff. So more with Britton Pruitt. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
We're going to break each item into small, actionable steps. I cannot overstate how important this is. What do we know? One of the biggest forms of slack manifests itself in either inaction or indecisiveness. We're overwhelmed, and so we don't do anything, or we can't make a decision, so we put things on pause. What do? We have a big project that overwhelms us. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Where do I start? So we procrastinate, and we end up with inaction. Or we've got a complicated decision to make. There's a lot of moving parts. We're not sure what to do, so we procrastinate, and suddenly we have indecision. Look for all the different areas where you are not acting or not deciding. Well, why does this matter? Procrastination is the thief of time. It is slack. So instead of putting down on your to-do list the big project, we're going to simplify and simply put down the next step.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Dr. Tony Evans says even though we're saved by grace, the rules don't change when we come to God, but something else does. He'll tell us what it is as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
like the woman who married a husband and the husband came up with a list of 25 requirements to make me happy. You got to do these 25 things. You got to do them on a regular weekly schedule. You got to do them on time. You got to do them excellent. If you want me to love you, you're going to have to do it this way. So the woman did her best, but she was miserable. She hated the list and she hated him. Because every week he wanted to know, okay, go over the list with me. Show me whether you did it on time. I'm checking behind you to see if you did it. A few years later, he died. She wasn't sad. He died. Then she went on a trip and she met a guy named Bill and fell in love with Bill. A few months later, she and Bill were married. She was cleaning the house one day and she came upon the old list that she had from her first husband. And she began to laugh. What made her laugh was she was doing all 25 for the new husband and loving it. But when she was doing it for the old husband, was hating it. Because she had a relationship over here that she didn't have over there, and still the law was being fulfilled because of the relationship. What legalism does is it takes the law and turns it into a leash. Jesus Christ wants you to worship him because you love him. Jesus Christ wants you to serve him because you appreciate him. Which means if you grow in grace, you'll grow in a deeper experience of him.
Tony will walk you through that growth process in his popular CD series, The Magnificent Grace of God, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
It's time to power up your day with a 1 minute focal point from Pastor Mike Fabares.
As we begin a new year, many of us, I assume, are going to resolve to watch what we eat. But perhaps a better resolution might be to watch what comes out of our mouths. After all, saying something hurtful can be a whole lot more damaging than what we put into our mouths. The Bible says that controlling our tongues is one of the primary responsibilities of the Christian life. In James 1:19, God says everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Scripture reminds us that although from the same mouth can come blessing and cursings, it certainly shouldn't be that way. So in the coming year, let us strive with God's help to get our tongues under control. That's one resolution that will surely please God.
Do you value scriptural accuracy? Are you hungry for the whole truth? Well, get ready to explore and proclaim the depths of Scripture with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point. Hear Pastor Mike's half-hour Bible program on this station and listen online at focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. That's one of our major sponsors, and we appreciate all of our sponsors so very much. Tim Fuller running the show for us today in the production area. Thank you, Tim. And Britton Pruitt from the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home is in studio with me, and we are talking about their auction and fundraising dinner coming up on November 16th. It's going to be a beautiful night at the Embassy Suite Hotel here in Albuquerque. That is right off of I-25 as you are headed south. And it's right on the west side of the street. Beautiful hotels. Not really that old either. Have you been there, Britton? They've got some nice rooms and
absolutely
banquets facilities there. It's very nice.
Yeah.
So let's talk more. We're appealing now early before November 16th, for auction items. We really need to try to get as many people involved. So let's talk now about maybe some people volunteering to help you with this endeavor. If you, and I'm just thinking out loud here, but if you are a realtor and you've got a group of realtors that might everybody throw in, $50 and you buy a basket of items, you could have a pretty neat auction item, put together. So how can volunteers get in touch with you, Britton?
Well, if you want to volunteer to reach out and try to get some auction items, and I'll talk about the auction items here in a little bit that we would really appreciate. My cell phone number is 505-366-7746, or you can call the office at 505-898-5520, or you can email me at bpruitt, B-P-R-U-I-T-T, at ACCH, the number 4kids.org.
Before we talk about those auction items, I want to give everybody a little bit of flavor. The Albuquerque Christian Children's Home is in a walled compound. That is just a little bit north of Montaño, behind the Montaño Plaza Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Calvary Church has just opened up a new west side location that's just on the west side of your,
right,
your facility. So you have a lot of different churches involved in your ministry, a lot of people volunteering. We've already mentioned some people from the state of Washington came to do some volunteer work, physical labor and remodeling things on your landscaping this past summer. So you're always welcoming groups to come in and do that kind of thing. Today we're kind of appealing to maybe some of those groups putting together some gift baskets and some items for the auction. The auction is going to be both a silent auction and a live auction. So the live auction normally has a little bit more expensive things to it.
It does.
And you've got a professional auctioneer, Howard McCall, that's going to be calling the auction, so to speak. And I don't mm-hmm. know what the vernacular is for what how you summarize what an auctioneer does, but it always makes me laugh because it's so funny about how they just keep everything going, and they're pointing at this person and pointing, and it's kind of fun.
It's a talent, it's expertise, and he donates his time. And so it's a really, really neat event. It's a very well professionally done event. And if you decide to come, which we would really want everybody to come, you'll enjoy yourself.
So let's talk now about, I want you to give a list of the auction items that you might like. And then after that, we're going to talk about how to sponsor a table and how to buy a ticket to the event.
So the silent auction, just any themed gift basket that you can think of, or if you want to go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy some tool kits, toolboxes, anything like that, and donate to us, we can put those together. Any other store merchandise that has a Starbucks or anything like that,
you know, and try to make it. Yeah. Bath and Body. You can put together, say, you know, $100 worth of items in a basket. Get a whole bunch of people to chip in. You know, get 10 people to put in $10, and you've got a nice gift basket.
Yeah, what really works good is you put that merchandise together, and then you buy a few gift cards and put in there as well for the same thing, and then that really shows people that gives them an idea of what they want to bid on. And then, like the live auction, though, we would love people to maybe buy. People donate this every year, but we would really need some more. If people would donate some trips or vacation packages or hotel stays in different cities, some train passes, plane flights. Sometimes people will donate ATVs. I mean, those live auction items like that we really need, because we can auction those off and people bid on those.
Mm. So, yeah, taking a nice trip for the weekend.
Yes.
I know a beautiful place here locally to go is like the Tamaya Resort.
That would be fantastic.
You know, you buy a night or two for somebody to head down there and allow that to be one of the auction items. So there's a lot of things that you might do as a business.
Right.
Maybe you get some special rewards or something for buying airplane tickets, and you can fly somebody out and they can auction that off, maybe to San Diego. And then we want to talk now about tables and how businesses can sponsor tables. Why don't you go through that with us?
So if you're a business, or you know, small business, large business, whatever it is, we have four different packages that you can sponsor. So if you donate money or you donate merchandise with this certain dollar value attached to it, you can get this level. So like, if you are a business that wants to donate at least $850, that would get you, and that gets you 10 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either cash or merchandise that you want to donate. That gets you 10 tickets. It would also get you a business size card in our program. And then you're also recognized on the screen and everything. But that's a regular table sponsor. Mm-hmm. A bronze table sponsor is $1,250. And all of these packages give you 10 tickets, by the way.
Okay.
So a bronze package is $1,250, but that gets you a quarter page size ad in our program booklet. The silver is $2,500. That's a half page ad. And then the gold is $5,000, and that is a full page ad in our program booklet. And there's 500 to 600 people that historically come to this auction,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to see it. Everybody's going to see that you donated. They're going to see that you are a sponsor and you've donated at least that much money or merchandise, and so it's a win-win for everybody.
Sure. Well, and you're a sponsor here at KNKT. and you spend a little money with KNKT. Just like an advertiser that's a manufacturer of certain products, you are out helping children. And so you spend a little bit of money with us, and then we in turn hopefully will return some additional donations to you and get the word out. And we just want to get people interested in the ministry and what's going on and how you're doing it. And it's a spectacularly beautiful thing. I love it when Christian organizations are with no conditions, no strings attached, just taking care of people and loving on people. And you're also working very closely with government agencies. Mm-hmm. And that's always amazing to me, because I'd like to see when a government agency when an agency like yours has earned the credibility, they're not just, you know, giving lip service to something. These federal and state and city agencies trust you, and they know that you're doing what you say you're going to do, and you have accountability from finances to protecting the kids, and you have all the processes in place to really provide a safe place. So it's a special mission. It's a neat mission. And let's give out the website one more time and before we take a break. And then we'll come back with another segment with Britton. And we've almost already used up most of our afternoon, Britton. It goes so fast. Give us your website.
So the website is www.acch4kids.org. And that'll you can go on there, and there's a donate now button that you can donate. For anything that you want to donate, either for the auction or to the children's home itself.
And they can also contact you. Is
yes.
there a way for them to email you or get a message to you?
So they can contact me directly on my cell phone. It's 505-366-7746. The office is 505-898-5520. And then you can email me at bpruitt, B-P-R-U-I-T-T, at ACCH, the number 4kids.org.
Britton Pruitt, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
Can a judge make a private property owner take down religious signs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I put up crosses. When I put them on private property, there's a chancellor judge made me take it down. He said that it was too close to the property line. The billboards is right against it.
Well, if the billboards are against it, and I, you know, how many of us, I mean, a lot of people listening to this broadcast, you've driven down the expressway and you see those all throughout the country, those three crosses, you see them everywhere. And if there's billboards on this property, they cannot then disclaim out or carve out, if you will, the display of a cross. I mean, I guess they could argue it's some kind of road hazard. But frankly, if you've got billboards up there, it really isn't. So that argument doesn't really fly. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ. We'll get you some direct help on that.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
One Continent. This is Ken Ham, often interviewed on radio and TV on the Bible's reliability and authority. A scientist named Alfred Wegener usually gets credit for the idea that there was originally just one continent, but he was mocked because he didn't really have an explanation of how the continents moved. But many years before, a scientist, Antonio Snyder Pellegrini, had read Genesis 1. Now it says God gathered the waters to one place. Seeing how the continents seemed to fit together, he said maybe there was just one continent that broke apart during the global flood. Now, his work was basically ignored because Darwin's Origin of Species came out that same year. Many people claim creationists can't do science, but they do, and they've made great discoveries.
Discover more about science, creation, evolution, the age of the Earth, and more at AnswersRadio.com. And view a complete transcript of this program at AnswersRadio.com.
For King and Country, Burn the Ships World Tour.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
A stage inspired by the bow of a ship and their most elaborate yet intimate production yet. Every song from the new CD, Burn the Ships, plus all your favorites.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
For King and Country, live.
Reserve your seats right now at forkingcountry.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect this afternoon. Britton Pruitt with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. He is the Director of Development, is in studio with me this afternoon. And Britton, for our listeners that may be just joining us, please tell us again about the mission of ACCH.
Well, our mission, for 49 years, we've been helping hundreds of children move from situations of hopelessness to a life full of hope, a brighter tomorrow. Most of our children come to us from crisis situations. They're not orphans. It's a long-term foster care that we have them in, but they come from unsafe, dangerous conditions. There's abuse, neglect, abandonment, difficult family situations, and they need to be removed from that environment temporarily. And what we do is we provide them a godly home, and we're going to teach them, some family principles and godly principles, some of which they've never had. They come to us scared, hungry, they're behind in school, they're lacking self-confidence, they're lost emotionally, sometimes mentally, spiritually, and we have to win their trust over time. But we need to teach them that they're worthy of God's love and that always have a safe place to live, that there's life out there that's full of love and grace and hope.
And Britton, there's a lot more to just spending time as a house parent with your children that are in these facilities. They're doing everything a mom and dad would do,
right,
with seven or eight kids, which is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take the time to make sure that the house parents get a little break every 2 or 3 weeks, and you transition other people to come in.
3 weeks on, 1 week off.
And so it's nice. It keeps everybody mm-hmm. fresh, and I think it's kind of fun. In fact, I talked to one of the students there, and they said, well, when our house parents go out for a week, we go spend the night over at this other house. It's kind of like a sleepover type
right.
situation. But how about healthcare and all those kinds? You have to do everything for these kids.
So the only thing that we have to provide them for the state is their healthcare.
Yeah. But now, is some of the funding, is there some assistance for the kids to get if they have an illness or any of those kind of things?
Yeah, it's the state. Mm. Healthcare.
Okay.
That we have to give that to them.
Yeah. But it's still a big responsibility. And we're talking about your auction and dinner that's happening on November 16th at the Embassy Suite Hotel here in Albuquerque. It starts about 5:00 p.m. Want to emphasize to everybody that it's a special evening. Is it formal? Or
yes,
it is. So you got to wear a shirt and tie.
I mean, it's New Mexico still, right?
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm going to tell some of these guys that are always in their Levi's, you got to shine up your boots. You got to put a tie on. Nothing wrong with that.
We're not going to kick you out.
It'll be a nice evening out with the wife and special time to – we talked about the auction items and some of the things. You're going to have a silent auction,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of the silent auction things can be gift baskets and different things that people put together individually. We've suggested various things, you know. Bath and body, tools, coffee items. There may be some, decorating things you could do. Maybe gift certificates, artwork. Yeah, all of those kind of things. We have some amazing artists. In fact, I love to go down to the art display that this year was down at Sandia Casino and take a look at all the stuff going on in the parking mm-hmm. lot during the Balloon Fiesta. Oh, balloon stuff, you know, balloon rides. That would be a great auction item.
We had
item
two
right
or three
there.
Baskets for with balloon stuff last year.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to have a balloon ride. I bet you some people would really
be awesome.
Pay some big money to go have a balloon ride. So if any of these ideas are stimulating anything for you, we hope that you'll contact Britton, and he can be reached at the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, which is 505-898-5520. Britton's also given out his personal cell phone, which is 505-366-7746. And of course, the ACCH4Kids.org. So that's www.ACCH4Kids.org is the website, and you can get involved. Let's talk now about how a business might buy a table and sponsor this event.
So there's four different levels of table sponsorships that a business, if they want to come and give their tickets to their employees or whoever they want to, there's four different levels. There's a regular table sponsorship. It's $850. You get 10 tickets with that to give to whoever you want to with your business. You get a table sign with your business name and your ad, and it's a card size ad. It's a business card size ad in our auction program, so it's an eighth of a page. And then the bronze level is $1,250. Once again, you get 10 tickets with that. You get a table sign with a business name. You get a quarter page ad, and then your auction program or your ad is projected on our screen, and it's recognized at the event so everybody can see it. Like I said, there's 500 to 600 people that show up. The silver level is $2,500. Once again, 10 tickets. You get a table sign with your business name and a half page ad in our auction program, and also the projection screen recognized at the event. And then the gold level, the highest level we have, is $5,000. You can pay more if you want to. It's $5,000. It's 10 tickets with a table sign with business name, a full page ad in our auction program, and it's projected on the screen as well. So, we would love anybody that wants to do that to please contact me or the Children's Home. We can get that done for you.
In addition to the dinner and the auction, there's other things that you need. Like, I know Isotopes are no longer playing, but you love to get tickets to sporting events, Lobo basketball, Lobo football, movie passes, any and everything that you think a child would enjoy. They're going to get taken out and have some fun.
Yes.
So these kids are not just working and going to school and do all that. They have a lot of fun, and they get to be a kid at the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
So there's things that we don't take as far as donation items. We do not accept used clothing or used shoes or used toys because they're mm-hmm. dirty and back to, you know, just different stuff that goes along with that. So what we do like is if people can donate department store gift cards as well, just for their normal day life. So when every time the kids need new shoes or new clothes, that you can donate those things, those new brand new clothes and shoes. But it would be helpful if they could donate department store cards. That way the house parents can take the kids to JCPenney's or something and get them new clothes.
And they can select what they want.
Right.
It's current styles.
Correct.
And all that kind of stuff. I guess it could be said that I'm accused sometimes of wearing clothes that look about 20 years old. So, Britton Pruitt with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home in studio with us. We have one more segment with Britton. We hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Knowing God from Harvest America with Pastor and Evangelist Greg Laurie.
I've always been a bit of a mocker myself. Because I, as a kid, would always mock authority figures. I would mock the teachers, get into trouble. And I used to mock Christians. I thought they were collectively nuts. I thought they were one taco short of a combination plate, right? And they were on my high school campus. We didn't call them Christians. We called them Jesus freaks. And my friends warned me, and they said, because I just transferred to that campus in Newport Beach, Harbor High School, they said, Greg, be careful. We have a lot of Jesus freaks on this campus. And I said, oh, give me a break. The last thing Greg Laurie will ever do is become a Jesus freak. Famous last words. So I was intrigued, and so I went and sat close enough to one of their meetings, because they had these little Bible studies in the front lawn of our high school campus. I sat close enough to sort of eavesdrop on their conversation, but not close enough where people would think I was actually joining them. And that was the first time I heard the gospel. And that was the day I put my faith in Jesus Christ. And I have never regretted that day. Never. Don't let other people do your thinking for you. Think for yourself. Listen with your mind and listen with your heart. And I believe that you will hear God speak to you.
You were created to know God. Find out how to begin a relationship with Him by going to knowgod.org. Already know God? Invite a friend or family member to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Answers to questions about the Christian faith, instructions for growing in your relationship with the Lord, and video messages from Pastor Greg Laurie can all be found at knowgod.org.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You found your forever girl, and for the first time, Proverbs 31 makes complete sense. She truly is worth more than rubies. Let John Thomas Jewelers help you find the perfect engagement ring. We have over 2,000 rings in stock to see and try on, the ability to custom make any ring you can dream of, and prices you thought you'd only find online. John Thomas Jewelers at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard on the third floor of the Lewis University building. Stop in and let us know you're a fellow KNKT listener.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Just a couple minutes left with Britton Pruitt. He is the Director of Development with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Massive endeavor taking care of all of these kids. Britton, we've been talking about your special event, your dinner and auction coming up on November 16th. Appealing to people today to help you put together auction items. Tell us a little bit about the day in the life of a young person at ACCH.
So, the kids, we do everything we can in our power to make sure that the kids have just a normal life. They get up and they get ready for school. They eat breakfast. They breakfast together. They get ready for school. They get dressed. They go to the bus. They take them to school, whatever they needs to do. They go to a public school, and they come back home. They do their chores. They do their homework. They eat supper together. They play together. Everything that they need to do to make sure it's a family style environment that teach them the normalcy in life.
And the ultimate goal is to reunite them with their families. And their parents are getting treatment and other kinds of things dealt with that created the negative situation in the first place while you are loving and caring for their children.
Yes. I mean, that is the ultimate goal, is to reunite them with their parents once their parents have done what they need to do to get their kids back.
Tell us one more time about your website and how they can reach you.
Our website is www.acch4kids.org. My number, personal cell phone number, is 505-366-7746. The office number is 505-898-5520. And you can email me at bpruitt@acch4kids.org.
Britton, Lord bless you. Thanks for sharing your time with us this afternoon.
And we hope
everybody will join us again when Britton joins us here before November 16th. And we're going to be trying to get people to the event. Right now, please contact him if you can about providing auction items and any other support you can provide. Want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect will have Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of Lies We Believe. Things like, I must be perfect. I must have everyone's love and approval. It is easier to avoid problems than to face them. These are all things that we just culturally start to believe, and Dr. Thurman addresses that. Then on Wednesday, Ray Mondragon will be with us with the Creation Science Fellowship. So thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.